right. We are back at the old Light on Tap compound. We're here tasting a very special beer, care of Iron Sherv. It's of course the Alchemist from Vermont. This is an 8% alcohol by volume IPA. It's a double IPA, excuse me. It's not supposed to be the biggest and the most bitter, but the big thing is that they really want you to try, and it's an unfiltered, unpasteurized hop experience, and you really want you to actually drink it out of the bottle. Instead of drinking it out of the glass. But I'm curious. I know a couple of people out there have done like the glass versus can test it, and you know, on this thing. So I kind of want to do the same thing to see, you know, the true difference basically behind it. So we're gonna pour a little bit out first, so we keep some of the hop resins inside the can, and then we'll pour it. Then we'll have some from the can afterwards, see to get the true impression here. So. Unfiltered, yeah, I definitely already have some floaties in here.
Oh, yes, a lot of them.
They weren't kidding, man. But like, it's beautiful head, great, you know, lacing doesn't stay on the glass, but it's great lacing. Wow, that's
piney.
Yeah. Very piney.
Citrus, too.
A little citrus, a little resin. I almost get hinted like almost... like straw on the back of it. That's very interesting. Huh? Mm. Cheers.
Wow.
There's
a lot of hops in there.
There are a lot of hops in there, but like, but I think it's not. It's almost more. It's almost like a more like it's a pure hop concentrate almost.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily like, you know, it's not like they're put in like, you know, pounds and pounds and pounds of hops during the boil. I think it's more of the concentrate of the hops for sure.
Yeah. And now I know why they want you to drink it out of the can. Because if you look at it through a bottle,
I'm seeing it.
All this stuff floating in there. You say, "Oh, this must have gone bad."
Or like I said, it's unfiltered and pasteurized. That's what it is. That being said, it's pretty dry. It's pretty dry. It's got a nice, you know, nice lingering hop aftertaste. It's not like, you know, cloying like some, you know, the very syrupy double IPAs are. Also, the liquid itself, I mean, it's not like a gloopy consistency. It's still got a very nice body behind it.
Yep.
So I definitely see the reason why people, you know, are, you know, raving about this, because and people literally drive up to Vermont just to get this beer. I definitely can understand the hype. All right, so let's try from the here. You can give the first shot.
Okay.
From the can, we'll see.
A little crisper from the can.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe the cold air coming out with the beer that you don't have with the open glass.
Hmm. Hold on. Okay, I'm gonna get a picture of myself drinking from the can.
Okay.
I'll get one of you too if you want to.
Nah, it's okay. Mm. I think the cold air trapped in there,
yeah,
helps make it crisper.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's even more crisp than before. It's really shocking, you know. As to, you know,
pour me some more in my glass, then you finish the can.
Okay,
good.
I just want to finish. Actually, had a little bit. Yeah, but again, you obviously you won't see the floaties, and you're drinking from the can, like you said. So, I think I don't understand. But that being said, I mean, you know, if it's meant to be, quote, the brewer said it's drinking from the can, then that opens up a world of possibilities to different establishments going to different places. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, I mean, you know, because of the level of production, you're not going to see this at, you know, concert venues or. You know, other places like that where, you know, canned beverages are probably preferred, as opposed to having glass or other, you know, bottle beverages there. So, but that being said, if you go up there and you buy a bunch of this, basically you can take it to whatever event you want and just use it however you, and you just, you know, drink from the can. You don't have to worry about, you know, the plastic party glasses and things like that. You just have a good time. Mm-hmm. And I don't always like to push, you know, or go out after some of the hype beers out there, but I have bought a few recently. This is one we got from Iron Sherv. So thank you again Thank you again, man. I really appreciate it. It's definitely an experience to have. If you can get a hold of one, you know, without too much effort, I would say try it. Definitely see it's a different kind of double IPA experience, I would say, than some of the other stuff out there. But, yep. You know, I mean, do you want to drive all the way up to Vermont from where you are? maybe not quite yet, unless you want to make a trip of it.
Yeah. Maybe for the fall foliage in a month.
Mm-hmm. If you have a reason to be up there, then you kind of have to make the loop up there between them and all the other smaller places up there than that point. So we'll go ahead and enjoy the rest of this, and we'll talk to you later. Cheers. See that foxy mama over there, the one with the Neapolitan hair. I am the boss, as they all stop and stare. What they have to say, oh, she really doesn't care. She lets them know, yeah, she makes it clear. Drunk talking bullshit isn't why she's here. Chewing bubble gum and drinking beer.